Today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Yudalit, and we are at the last line on the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. As we've seen, the 14th parak of Masechtas Vachim picks up where the 13th parak of Masechtas Vachim leaves off, which is the sugyas of Shchutei Chutz and Alaas Chutz. Specifically, the Mishnah mentioned certain Shchitas Chutz that you would have thought maybe should be included in the parash of Shchutei Chutz. In other words, dam yichoshev leishahu dam shafach yishbichayiv. Kara stating that because of different gzeiras hakasuvs, the Mishnah said there are certain exceptions to the rule. And the Gemara is going through each one and discussing it in detail. So the Mishnah had said that a roiva, a nirva, a mukta nevad mechir esnan kalayim treifa v'yoytzei doifan shekriva machotz that were brought by chotz pater. The halacha is they're excluded from the parish of chotz, meaning you pater from charis, and the makar is shenema lefnei mishkan Hashem. And we learn from there kol she'ein ra'u lavoi lefnei mishkan Hashem ein chayav anos. The Mishnah gives a whole list of examples of animals that apostle akrava, being that the apostle akrava they're excluded from the parish of chotz. Based on a gzeiras hakasa, the pasuk says, "Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, val Pesach oyom moed lo yehivio lahakriv korban Hashem." Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, always something that was ra'i. Lifnei Mishkan Hashem is included in the parash of Chutz, being that these psulim are not ra'i lavoi lifnei Mishkan Hashem. It's for that reason they're excluded. And the Gemara asks a very obvious question. It's obvious, being that we just finished learning Perek Hashoichet Lamaylo, and that is, "Vanami teipikli mi Pesach oyom moed." Why do I need a new drasha of lifnei Mishkan Hashem to tell me that these animals, which are pasul akrava, are excluded from the parish of Chutz? The most basic tenet of Perek Hashoichet Lamaylo is that only something that's Roi Lovei or Pesach Hayom Moed is included in the halachas of Chutz, but something that could not have anyways been brought al Pesach Hayom Moed is excluded from the parish of Chutz. What's the parish of Shchutei Chutz? You had a carbon, you had a din to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So to the extent you could bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, now it's a problem by not bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. But something that's not Roi Lovei or Pesach Hayom Moed is excluded, and it's a drasha. It says Val Pesach Hayom Moed Loi Heviyoi, and we learn from there only something that was Roi Lovei or Pesach Hayom Moed. But if it wasn't Roi Lovei or Pesach Hayom Moed, it's excluded. So Freik the Gemara. Roiva and Nirva, this whole list are all examples of animals that you couldn't bring al Pesach Hayom Moed. They were pasul akrava. As a result, why do I need a new drasha of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? What's wrong with the drasha of al Pesach Hayom Moed? So says the Gemara, especially with Roiva and Nirva. Roiva and Nirva itself is not a kasha, mishkachas, because I can always tell you, it's talking about a case, the Akdishinu Meikar of Hadarav, where it became a Roiva and Nirva after it was already hektish, meaning first it became hektish, and afterwards it was a roiva v'nerva. So what? Says Rashi, being that it first was hektish, before it was a roiva v'nerva, at that point that it was hektish, it was already roi lovei al Pesach Hayom Moed. So even if later it becomes a roiva v'nerva, it could be that's not enough to tell me that it's excluded for it not being roi lovei al Pesach Hayom Moed, being that it was once roi lovei al Pesach Hayom Moed. In other words, the Gemara is saying a chiddush in the drush of Roy Lovei Pesach Hamoed. Pasha, you would think that right now it has to be Roy Lovei Pesach Hamoed. But says the Gemara, maybe that's not pshat. Maybe Roy Lovei Pesach Hamoed is enough that it was once Roy Lovei Pesach Hamoed. If that's the case, it could be, I could have a chitimtza of a Roiva v'nerva, which would not be excluded for it not being Roy Lovei Pesach Hamoed. Bechai Gavner, where it became a Roiva v'nerva after it was hektish. When it was hektish, it was Roi Lovei Pesach Hayom Moed. Now that it became a Roiva v'nerva, it doesn't make it now in a Roi Lovei Pesach Hayom Moed. Because as it relates to this drasha, it's enough that it was once Roi Lovei. So for that reason, I need a new drasha of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. So the Gemara says, my kash is not a Roiva v'nerva. Because for Roiva v'nerva, there is a tzior where I would potentially not be able to exclude it from the fact that it's not Roi Lovei or Pesach Hayom Moed, I would need a new drasha. Ela Muktzav Nevad, but as it relates to Muktzav Nevad, ain't other Moisad Dovah Shein Shaloi. A Muktzav Nevad can happen after it's already hektish, because once something is hektish, it's not yours anymore. So if it's not yours, it's now Mamayin hektish, I can't make it Asubana. That's Nezikin 101. Ein adam oyser davar she'eino shelo. Just like I can't sell something that's not mine, I can't be makdish something that's not mine, I can't be oyser something that's not mine. So bal karkach, if you have a carbon that's a muktzav nevad, meaning it's oser because it's avodah zarah, it must have become avodah zarah before it was hektish. Because once it's hektish, I don't have the ability with my ishtachavoya, with my avodah to it, to make. So that means that it must have first been Avodah Zarah. Once it's Avodah Zarah, it was not Roy Lavi L'Pesach Ha'imoyed. So why do I need Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. It could be B'Kachim Kalim V'Alibid Rabbi Yisrael Glili. D'Omar Kachim Kalim Mamim Bailim. We know Shitas Rabbi Yisrael Glili throughout Shas, who holds that Kachim Kalim is Mamim Bailim. Being that it's Mamim Bailim, it could be, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, it's possible for a person to make his own Kachim Kalim Aser Behana. And it wouldn't be a problem of Eina the Moisa Dova Shena Shaloi. Eina the Moisa Dova Shena Shaloi is by Kachi Kadosh. But by Kachim Kalim, being that it's Mamim Bailim, so it is mine. If it's mine, I have enough Bailis to go ahead and to make it Aser Bahana. So you want to know why I need the Joshua of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? I need it for a case where it was once Roy Lavi Pesach HaYomayit. It was hektish. Only afterwards it became a Muktzav and Ever. The Kasha is, once it's hektish, how does it become a Muktzav and Ever? It's not mine. The Teretz is Kachim Kalim V'Alibi Rabbi Yitzhak Levi. Would Rabbi Yitzhak Levi say is chiddush? The time you learn to the Brayis of Mal Mal Bashem L'Rabbis Kachim Kalim Shehem Amayne Div Rabbi Yitzhak Levi. He said it in the context of Shvuos HaPekadin, where we know that Loch is if someone's kofer Pekadin and then he swears, it's one of the Shvuos. So he has to bring a carbon asham. You have the parsha of Shvuas HaPekadin. It says in the halachas of Shvuas HaPekadin, b'kicheish ba'amisoi. And we learn from there that you only have Shvuas HaPekadin on something that belongs to Hetyet, not something that belongs to Hektish. Stating that, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, Umal Mal Bashem is mar b'kachim kalim to the parsha of Shvuas HaPekadin. So you see that kachim kalim is considered mamim bailim. It's included in b'kicheish ba'amisoi. So too would be considered mamim bailim. There wouldn't be a problem of Einal the Moiser, Dovish. As an aside, it's just interesting because we're learning Seder Kachim now. And in Seder Kachim, when you think of the differences between Kachim Kalim and Kachim Kadashim, there's many. Kachim Kadashim is Shchitasim B'Tzafim, Kachim Kalim is Shchitasim B'Chol Makim, Kachim Kadashim is only Nechel Zichrei Kohuna, Kachim Kalim, a Kohen was allowed to take the Kachim Kalim, give it to his wife, even a Zohar is sometimes allowed to eat Kachim Kalim if he's the Bailim. Kachim Kadashim had to be eaten, Dafkin the Azara, Kachim Kalim was able to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Different zmanim for most kachim kalims versus kachim kedashim. There are exceptions, but usually kachim kedashim is only nechel yom v'layla, whereas kachim kedashim usually have a second day. So that's all in the laws of kachim. But it's interesting that in the laws of chayshem mishpat there's a difference aliba the Rav Yosi Aglili between kachim kedashim and kachim kalim. So there aren't only kachim digger nafkeminas that come as a result of the Kedusha Yeseira that it requires tzofen, etc. But there's also nafgaminas from a mumminous perspective that according to it's only Rabbi Yisrael Glili Shita, but it's mentioned throughout Shas. So as much as it's a Daf Tziyachid, it's not a favor from a Das Yachid, it's a Das Yachid that's always mentioned. And Rabbi Yisrael Glili Shita is that Kachi Kedashim, you can't shriek. If I say Harezu Oil, even though it's mine and I have obligations towards it, but at the end of the day, it's not considered Mamoini. Amir Lehed, the Gvayas, Kimisir Lehedit, I'm not considered the Bailam anymore. Kachim Kalim is Mamon Bailam, I'm still considered the Bailam. How does it relate to our Sugya? Like we just explained. But the Gemara says, Hilkach, so if you want to just do a synopsis, it comes out as follows. Again, Hilkach, why is it that we need a new Jerosh in the Mishnah of Lifnei Mishkan Hashem to tell me that Reuven V'Nirva, etc., 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 all these things are excluded from the parish of Chutz? What's wrong with saying El Pesach HaYomayit? So the Gemara is making a little summary. It says the Gemara, Muktzav, Reuven V'Nirva, Devar Erva, it's Pasha. Reuven V'Nirva, being that had something become a Reuven V'Nirva, it's Gilei Arayis. That's something that could happen even after it was already Hektish. So I need Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Bekai Gavna, where it happened after it was Hektish. Once it was Hektish, it was already Roy Lavi El Pesach HaYomayit. It doesn't bother me that now it's not Roy anymore. I need a new Drasha to tell me that it's excluded. Muktzav Nevad, Avoidus Kechavim, Muktzav Nevad, which is Avodah Zarah, which becomes Aser by a person worshipping it. They have problems with Einah the Maizu Dov HaShein HaShalai. So why do I need Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? L'chur, it's not possible for it to become a Muktzav and Eved after it became Hektish. If that's the case, it was a Muktzav and Eved first, so it's Nesmait anyways from El Pesach HaYomayit. So the Gemara just says what we just said. B'kachim Kalim. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Again, this is a summary. This part, the Gemara is being Maizu. Es nanu mechir kelaim yotzei doifin, which were also things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. L'chur, there too, same kasha. Why do I need Lifnei Mishkan Hashem? Why can't I be Mamayit from El Pesach HaYomayit? And what are you going to tell me? It's talking about where it got the psul after it was already Hektish? It's not possible. Let's work backwards. Kelaim yotzei doifin is the way it was born. Kalayim means it was born through some mix mating. Yotze Daifin means it was born Caesarean. So you can't become a Kalayim and Yotze Daifin after it was Hektish, right? Obviously, it was born this way. So obviously, it had the psul. So it should be Nesmayit from El Pesach HaYomayit. Because once Mitchilas Briyasai, it was not able to be brought in. And Esan HaMechir is the same thing. Because once you Maktish something, you can't make it into an Esan HaMechir. Why not? It's not yours. What does esna mean? You're giving it to a zayna. What's mechir? You're swapping it for a kelev. These are things you could only do if you own them. But once you makdish it, it's not yours. So over there, you're going to have a problem. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you the Eitzah. The Eitzah is, it's a little convoluted, but it's talking about bevlodois kachim. It's talking about where the esnan, the mechir, the kelayim and yotzei doifin were the child of a mother that was hekdish. The kasavar vlad kachin bavi yosin hekdoshim. Going according to the number that holds that a vlad kachim, although it's kachim, but it only becomes kachim when it's born, which means that when it's an uber in its mother's womb, at that point, it's still considered chulin. So what? We're talking about where the mother of this animal, meaning the animal itself, was hekdish. But it had an uber. The uber itself was chulin. Now, in the case of the esnan and the mechir, for example, somebody took that uber and used it as an esnan and mechir. That's something the person could do. Because even though the mother is hektish, but if you go like the manama that holds that vlade kachim bahavi yoisim hektoshim, the first becomes hektish after it's born, that means when it's an uber b'mei imoy, it's still chulin. Being that it's chulin, it's yours. If it's yours, you can use it at an esnan and mechir. But at the same time, this animal was considered roi lava yal pesach hayomayim. Why? Because being that when it was in its mother's womb, you could have brought it as a carbon, even though it was chulin at that time. Because we're going according to the man number that holds vlade kachim avayosin and k'toshim. But at the same time, it was technically roi lavi pesach hayomayit. I can't exclude it from the fact that it's any roi lavi pesach hayomayit. That's why I have to come on to the new mir of the mishkan Hashem. The same is true for the kelayim and the yotzei doifin. The kelayim and the yotzei doifin. You're right. That's a psul that happens at the moment it's born, and we're going like the man number that holds vlad kachim avayosin and k'toshim. But at the same time, it was considered roi. When it was an uber, when it was in its mother's womb, that's something that happened before the hektish. So technically speaking, it was first roi lavi al pesach hayomayit. Afterwards, it got the psul of kalayin yotzei doifin, because it's not a kalayin yotzei doifin until it's born. So you have again a hechatimtza where I have the psul kalayin, the psul yotzei doifin, the psul esnan, the psul mechir on something that was once roi lavi al pesach hayomayit. Afal piki, it says the mishnah, there's not going to be a problem of chutz. It's excluded from the parasha shchutei chutz because of the fact that it's not lifnei mishkan Hashem. Either way, so the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah brought a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim in three cases, three examples of psulim, which are excluded from the parasha of Shchutei Chutz simply because they're pasul akrava. But at the same time, there's a shitas Rav Shimon, where Rav Shimon says that even though you don't have the real parasha of Chutz in the sense that it should be a chayvi krisos, but at the same time, there's still going to be a loisase for somebody that goes and shechts this animal bachotz. What were the three examples? The first one was a mum oifer. So if somebody shechts a bal mum bachotz, there's no shechut echotz because a bal mum is pasul akrava. What about a mum oifer? What if the mum is a transient mum? It's something that's temporary. So right now, the animal has a mum, but it's going to heal, and eventually, the mum is going to go away. So the chachamim say, you're excluded. Rav Shimon says a chiddush. Rav Shimon says, you're going to be chayiv loisase. Another example was bnei Tayrim Shlaigiyaz Manim. You have a bird that's a mechusas man. It's not old enough yet to be brought as a tayr. According to the Chachamim, it's possible, so you're not going to have the parash of chutz. Rav Shimon says that even though you don't have the real parash of chutz, but you're still going to have a loisin. The third case was oisav es benoy. We know the halach is oisav es benoy, lasish chadu b'yay mechaz. You're not allowed to shech the mother and its child on the same day. So what would be if somebody has a carbon, someone was makdish an animal, and this animal's mother had been shechted that day? So I'm not allowed to shech the animal that day, because there's a problem of Oysev Es Benoy, and Shechitas Kachim is not Doicha Oysev Es Benoy. So I have to wait until tomorrow. It's not the end of the world. The question is, what if I go today and I shech the Bachotz? So according to the Chachamim, it was Pasul HaKrava today. Meaning that it's Pasul HaKrava, I'm not going to have Shechutei Chutz. Shimon, again, it's the same Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says in that case, it's going to be over Oysev Okif. So Rav Shimon has three cases where he says a Chiddush that even though you don't have the chorus of Shechutei Chutz, but at the same time, a lav you're going to have, a new lav, which will be the topic of the daf now. But there's going to be a loisase. What are the three cases? An uv mum oiver, ben toirim shloyegiyas manam, and oisev esbenai. What do the three things have in common? Hatzad ashov shevahen. What are the three things? They're all psulim that are going to pass. So mum oiver, it's going to pass. Toirim shloyegiyas manam, it's not old enough. Okay, mit tzeit. It's going to get a zakot and gadol here. And then the oisav es benoy. Today it's an issue. But tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow you'll be able to shecht it. So, kinira, anytime there's an issue, there's a psul that's related to zman, Rav Shimon says a chiddush. And even though right now it's possible, so being that it's not roi, lovi, al pasach, or it's mishkan, Hashem, whatever the drush is, right now I can't be mechayev yukaris. But being that it's something that's going to pass, so it's for that reason, there's still going to be a loisase. It says the Gemara, my time, the Rav Shimon, I hear. What's the makar, however, to Rav Shimon? Amar Rabbi Yilam, Reish Lakish, Amar Krat, Sonita, from the following pasuk. It says, Loi sasun kechol asher anachnu oisim poi hayoy. And then the pasuk continues and says, Ish kol ha-yosha be'enav. So the context is, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to the Yidin, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to build the Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael. And when you build the Mishkan in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to be able to bring karbanos. But at the same time, lo yisasun, you cannot bring karbanos. Kechol asher anachnu oisim poi hayoyim. Rather, ish kol ha-yosha be'enav. Yes. What's that? Oh, we skipped the ganze gemara? Oh, we skipped the whole gemara. Says the gemara, Bali Bumar, I said, that's benai. I tried. Says the gemara. That's why we don't give the daf usually 11:30 at night. Says the gemara, Betzrich. So you need all three machlokes. Again, there's three machlokes in the Rishon the Chachamim. We need all three. Why? Did on a Bali Mumin? Because we only had the machlokes by Bali Mumin. I would have thought Meshum de Meisi. A Bali Mumin is something that's Moz. Being that it's Moz, it's for that reason it's so removed from Akrava. There the Chachamim say you don't even get a laugh. The more removed it is from being able to bring it as a carbon, so the less you're going to be over. The more it's not roi lovi pasach loimoi. So the Chacham say over there, there's not going to be a loisa say. You know why? Because it's something that's mos. So it's some, not only is a pasach lakrova, it's mos lakrova. Abel toirin. But let's say the toirim that are just too young, the loy meisi, it's not mos. Maybe they're Reb Shimon. Maybe they're Reb Shimon. At the very least, you'll have a loisa. If you ton of toirim, had you only had the case of toirim, I would have thought mishum the loy chaziv itchi. The toirim were never roi lakrova. Abel bali moment the ichsev itchi, but the bali moment which was once roi lakrova, Maybe my Reb Shimon Rabbanon. I would think that maybe over there Reb Shimon's going to be moida to the Rabbanon. That being that it was pushed away from akrova, that's worse. Right, in the psulim of dachri that you have in Mesech Tezvachim. Something that was nirav and nitcha is worse than something that was dachri meikar. So being that it was once roi, now it was pushed away, maybe over there Reb Shimon says it's so not roi lakrova, you're not even going to have the loisa say. So that's why I need those two cases. Vitana hani tarte had those two, I would have thought mishum the psul de gufayel. Those are all psulim that are in the guf. In one case, the bird is too young. In the other case, it has a physical mum. Avloisav espinoi the psul miyamakasu. But over there, the mum is not part of the animal. I would think that over there, maybe the rabbanu moed Reb Shimon says the gemara tzricha. It's for that reason I need to have this machlokes in all three cases. Either way, shayi Reb Shimon oimis. Reb Shimon has this new loisas. So the question is, where in the world did Reb Shimon get this law from? It's not in parashas Achrimos. So the question is, where did Reb Shimon get this law? So the truth is, before we see this next gemara, just a little bit of akdama. So one of the topics of Daf Yomi this week is going to be the laws of Bamis. So really, the sugis of Bamis are over here in Perek Paras Chatas. That's what the sugis of Bamis are. So just to have a little bit of an appreciation, and again, hopefully we'll learn a few dafim together this week, so we'll have an opportunity to go through some of the sugis of Bamis. But it's just kedai to understand the history a little bit. And that is that the Yidden had three tkufos of Beis HaMikdash in our history. We had the tkufa of Mishkan, then we had Bayis Rishon, and then we had Bayis Sheni. So the first Beis HaMikdash stood for 410 years. The second Beis HaMikdash stood for 420 years. The Mishkan stood, Sach HaKol, for 479 years. The Mishkan was built in the second year after Yidden had left Mitzrayim. So it was there for the 39 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar. When the Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, the first step they made was Gilgal. And the Mishkan was erected in Gilgal. It remained there for 14 years. The Shevel Shekavshu and the Shevin Shechalku. Till everything settled down. The Bnei God of Bnei Ruvin went home. Everything worked itself out. But for those 14 years, the Mishkan was in Gilgal. After the Mishkan was in Gilgal, it went to Shiloh. And it was in Shiloh for 369 years. That's a very long time. Shiloh was Bechelka Shel Yosef. Yeah, Yosef's crying on. But Binyamin's crying on Yosef. This was Mishkan Shiloh. The Gemara in Yuma talks about why Mishkan Shiloh was Charev. Hopefully we'll be able to speak out a little bit about Mishkan Shiloh this week. But Mishkan Shiloh was a very big deal. It gets lost in history. We cry so much about Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, Tisha B'Av Shavuos B'Tammuz. We don't know that much about Churban Shiloh. But Churban Shiloh was a big 369 years, a lot of time. And for 369 years, the Mishkan was in Shiloh. The Mishkan then went to Noiv. It was in Noiv for a short period of time. Then, of course, the Yagadoimi and David and Shaul, because the Kayanim and Noiv were perceived to have been giving some safe harbor for David, who at the time was a refugee. He was running away from Shaul, and Dayag Adoimi said, Lashon Hara. That's why Dayag Adoimi goes down as one of the people that have no Chelik and Noiv above. And Shaul ends up killing Noivir Kehanim, and it was a terrible time in history, and that was the end of Noiv. So after Noiv, the Mishka went from Noiv to Givin, and Sacha Koil was in Noiv and Givin for 57 years. So it was in the Midbar for 39 years, and then 14 years in Gilgal, 369 years in Shiloh, and between Noiv and Givin, another 57 years. But if you add it up together, you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, it comes out to 479. The Chassam Sofer in the beginning of Parashas Pekudah, he brings from Rabbeinu Bachya a remez, and the Chassam Sofer himself refers to this remez as a remez. He says, "V'hu remez nifla." Lashon Chassam Sofer. He says that you want a remez to these tkufas. Again, Bayis Rishon was 410 years. Bayis Sheni was 420 years. The Mishkan was 479 years. The beginning of Parashas Pekudah. So Parashas Pekudah is the summation of Truma, Tetzavik, Yisisa, Vayakel Pekudah. The pasuk begins Eile Pekudah HaMishkan Mishkan Eidus. Zok Rabbeinu Bachya, Mishkan is a gematria of 410. That's Bayis Rishon. HaMishkan is a gematria of 415. It's 410 plus the hey, which is 415. If you count the oisias, hey, mem, shin, kuf, nun, it's 420. Why would the Torah say 420 by 415 plus the 5? So good. Just say 420, says the Chassam Sofer to remez to the Gemara, Yuma Daf Chafal from the days, where the Gemara says there were five things that were lacking in Bayis Sheni that we had there in Bayis Rishon, and that's why it's mentioned, chaser hey, so to speak, as a remez to the Chamisha Devarim. Ha'edus is written in the Torah Chaser. You know why? It says Rabbeinu Bachya, because Ha'edus is begematria of 479. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Edus. This is the summary. This is the synopsis of Truma Tetzavik Kisis of Yaakov Pekudei. In that first pasuk, there's a remez nifla, says the Chassam Sofer, for the three tkufas that Klal Yisrael had of Ashrayis HaShchina. Mishkan, that's 410, that's connected by Yisrishan. HaMishkan is 415 plus 5, it's 420, it's connected by Yisheni. Ha'edus is 479, that's connected to Mishkan. Hafla v'fela. Either way, so the Mishnah already discussed a little bit, during these tkufos, was a person allowed to bring a carbon on a bama, or was a person not allowed to bring a carbon on a bama? Again, it's going to come up during the course of the week, and this is not really the time for it. But we know that actually, hukam HaMishkan, that the Mishnah said, you for sure allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. Then when the Yidden were in Gilgal during those 14 years, there was also a heter bamas. During Mishkan Shiloh, there was an iser bamas. What about today? Are you allowed to bring carbonos on a bama today? So that ties in very much into the whole controversy of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer and everything, because Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, and again, hopefully we'll get to this week as well, but you know, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, his whole patent to go bring a carbon Pesach b'zman hazeh. So the first question was, do you have Kedushas Beis HaMikdash today? Right? Do you have, so it's Machlokes, Kedushas Rishayin Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asalavi, Loi Kitchel Asalavi, Maisis Machlokes Ramam Raivet. The Ramam Paskins, you have Kedushas HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. The Raivet Paskins, you don't have Kedushas HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. That's why the Raivet says, Lefichach, if somebody goes today under the Harabayas, it's fine, because there's no Kedushas HaMikdash b'zman hazeh. So Muscho Rishon, Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer said that Mechayra, whether or not you can even bring a carbon b'zman hazeh, is totally in the Machlokes Ramam Raivet. According to the Rambam, you have Kedushas HaMikdash, so there's what to talk about. Going to the Raivet, it's dead on arrival, because Loi Kitchel Asalavai. But said Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, it's not true. Because like the Raivet, that you don't have Kedushas HaMikdash b'zman hazeh, then there's no Isser Bamas. What should be this? What's the source of the Isser Bamas? Because there's a Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan Shiloh, so you have a place to go bring. You go bring the Karbonis into the Makam HaMikdash. So there's a Pesach So then you have a problem of Chutz. But said Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, like the Raivet, that there's no Kedushas HaMikdash. So what's the problem? Then there's no Shchutei Chutz. There's no Pesach HaYomayid Loyevi. So if there's no Shchutei Chutz, there's a Het Bamas. He said, Manav Shachik could bring it. He says, either you're bringing it b'mikdash, like the Rambam, like the Rabbit, it's Akrava's mama. But what's my downside? We're hedged. Either way you go, you're safe. But it's really Tully and a Reb Chaim HaKoyen and Tosfos and Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud and Reb Kivega already told it to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. They went back and forth. He said, Grace of Torahs. So we'll see if we have time, maybe at the end of the week, because that's really where it comes up, really more at the end of the week, maybe we'll go into this a little bit. But regardless, so that's just a little bit of a Hakdama as it relates to Bamas. But Ashenegeya for this next Gemara is that the 14 years, the first 14 years that the Mishkan was in Eretz Yisrael, it was in Gilgal. And during that kufa, it was a very transient kufa. Right? A lot of the mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz. The Yidden weren't even chayavin yet. They weren't chayav until they fully settled the land. And they didn't fully settle the land until after those 14 years. The Sheva Shekivshu and the Sheva Shechuk. So during those 14 years, number one, it was a het abama. You were allowed to bring a carbon on a bama's yachid. Additionally, even the Mishkan itself didn't have the same dinim. So for example, the Mishkan itself, you were able to bring Karbonos Tzibur, but you couldn't bring a Karbon Chayva of a Yachid. Interesting. So for example, if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, Once upon a time, you'd bring a carbon chatas. You couldn't bring a carbon chatas in the Mishkan while the Mishkan was in Gilgal. So, number one, there was a heter bamis. That's the first chiddush. While the Mishkan was in Gilgal, you would think if there's a Mishkan, there should be an iser bamis. During those 14 years, there was a heter bamis, number one. Number two, even the Mizbeach in the Mishkan, which, by the way, is referred to as the Bama Gedayla. Let me see, what does Bama Gedayla mean? What's a Bama Ketan, Bama Gedayla? A Bama Ketan was Lahavdil, your Weber grill. You know, you had a grill in your backyard. That was a Bama Ketan. That's what it was. Your Bama Gedayla was the Mizbeach. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was in Gilgal. It was called the Bama Gedayla. That's what it was called. This is the Mizbeach of Parshas Truma, but it was called the Bama Gedayla. That's what Torah refers to. I mean, that's what Chazal referred to it as. So that Bama Gedayla obviously had more dinim than a Bama Ketan. Stating that, while it was in Gilgal, the Bama Gedayla had limitations, that even though you were able to bring Karbanos Chayva, it was only Karbanos Chayva of a Tzibur, not Karbanos Chayva of a Yachid.
Maybe a stronger the first ones were smaller and the fire was bigger, maybe.
Right.
So here maybe
it was much smaller, right?
So if you're there, maybe a Bamakan should have, maybe it has more of a strength to it. Like we see about the Mizbeach.
You see the Mizbeach. So you're saying that even though it's so small, yeah, but just like Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach,
like
was also very small.
Yeah.
It was almost like a Bama Ketana, you're saying.
Yeah.
Big time in terms of its stature, in terms of its in terms of physical size, not in terms of Kedusha.
Right.
Right. Right. We're on the same page then. But nah, I don't know. It's Geschmack. Zok the Gemara. So my time is Rabbi Shimon. What's the Makar to Rabbi Shimon? Lo Yisase. I'm Rabbi Lomer Yishlokish Lomakro. Lo Yisasem Kechol Asher Anachnu Oysem Payayoy. So Ish Kol Ayosha Ben Aviyasem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidin, you're going to go into Gilgal, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you can't do what you do now. Now you have a Mishkan, you're able to bring all the Kabbanis in the world. But when you're going to go into Gilgal, Ish Kol Ayosha Ben Av. You can only bring Kol Asher. What does he mean? You could bring the carbon yesharis. That's another way of saying carbonus nadava, something that you want to bring that you'll be able to bring. But chayv is a carbon chayva loy sakrivo. And like we just said, what does it mean chayv is loy sakrivo? Sai on a bama ketana, and sai on a bama gedayla as well. Even in the bama, even the mishkan itself, you weren't able to bring the chayvas yachid. Only chayvas zibra you're allowed to bring, not chayvas yachid. Okay, so what's the punchline? The gilgal legabi shiloy. Even though when the Yidden were in Gilgal, they couldn't bring Karbanos Chayva v'Yachid, but when they were going to go into Shiloy, then already, that was like the Beis HaMikdash. That was like the Yidden in the Midbar. Then you were able to bring all the Karbanos in the world you want. So it comes out that this, let's say somebody was Mafish Achatas when the Yidden were in Gilgal. From a Zvachim, from a Briska perspective, how would you look at so you look at right from a bris, how would you look at this carbon right now? When somebody says, what is this? Is that Shapsalim? No, it's a Mechusas Man. He doesn't see a sheep. He sees a Mechusas Man, right? That's what he's looking at. That you would see it as a Mechusas Man. Why is it a Mechusas Man? Because right now I can't bring it, but I know one day the Yidden are going to be in Shiloy. And when the Yidden are going to be in Shiloy, now in hindsight it took 14 years, as Gevein Ayen a Mechusas Man. But in real time, you didn't know that. As soon as there was no predetermined date of 14 years, it was totally in whenever they were going to conquer the land. So Lamaisa, you could have, it was viewed as a Mechusas Man. What does the Torah say? You're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to be makriv it. No, there's a loisase for someone that's makriv a mechusas man. Now, it's interesting. This loisase, l'chayra, is sai if it was brought b'chutz and sai if it was brought b'fnim. Right? You have to have this point. Sai if it was brought b'chutz, the Torah says, there was a lav if you brought it in anyway. But even if you brought in the Ayol Mayed, in the Mishkan that was in Gilgal, still you would have the loisase to say. But what we need is, for this line in Gemara, is that if you would have brought it b'chutz, you would have been over a loisase. So if you would have brought it b'chutz, you would have been over a loisase. So that's Rav Shimon's makar, that a mechusas man is a loisase. Because this carbon chayva is a mechusas man. Why is it a mechusas man? Because it's only now that it's a problem. But this is a transient psul, because eventually the Mishkan's going to be in Shiloh. When it's in Shiloh, you'll be able to bring this karbanas. So it's only possible now. It's like a mum oiver, so to speak, because of the fact that it's mechusas man. And still, you see, there's a lav. That's what Rav Shimon knows, that when somebody shechts b'chutz a mechusas man, there's a lav. What's the lav? Lo yisasim kachal asher anach lo yisim payayim. I'm Rabbi Yirmi l'Rab Zeir. So Rabbi Yirmi told me Rab Zeir, ihachi evazoi, milkanami lilki, the halacha should be that if somebody brings a mechusas man, bifnim, If somebody shechta mechusas man inside the makam hamikdash, he should get malchus. He should get malchus for this loisa say. It's a lav sheish by meisa. For the loisa say of loisasim chash anachnu isim payayoyim. What's the kasha? Alam Reb Zeir. Why Reb Zeir say akasim nitgila say? So the context over there, Rashi says, is a gemara in perik oisav espenoy mesach tschulim nape. And the gemara is discussing if somebody brings a mechusas man as a korban. Somebody brings a mechusas man in the base hamikdash. So the gemara over there says that even though it says in the Torah lo yiratza, which is talking about all psulim, you would think you should get malchus, you don't get malchus. Reb Zeir said because he has a raya that akasav nitke lase. This doesn't mean lav shenitke lase, which is borrowing the term. Nitke lase, the Torah clearly said that for a mechusas man you don't get malchus. Instead, all it is an ase. Meaning the lav of lo yiratze, which is a lav kloli, for someone that's makriv adav apostle in the Beis HaMikdash, is not referring to mechusas man. But the Gemara's kasha is very nice, you don't have that lav of lo yiratze. Because that lav akasav nitke lase. But what about this lav of you should get this? And again, the kash is based on the fact that it doesn't say anywhere in Loisasun dafka for shchutei chutz. Loisasun, it was mashma that if even if a person would have brought the mechusas man of this carbon chayve in the oil might of Gilgal itself, even for that itself, he would have been over the Loisasun. Rav Shimon is using it for shchutei chutz, but the emes says it's true for shchutei pnim as well. So for the Gemara kasha, why is it that Bizman HaMikdash, if somebody would have brought a mechusas man at the base of HaMikdash, that loch is, he doesn't get malchus, and a chenami don't get malchus for the yiratza, because that lav, that's also gin chulin, not for us. Hakos mitkid laseh, but l'chayra, what happened to this lav of lo sakrivon? As I freak the Gemara, suck the Gemara, Renachemai, and so the Gemara is very simple. Hani milu Rabbana, Rab Shimon Achanami. Maybe that Gemara is going according to Rabbana. We're going according to Rab Shimon. Meaning, maybe Yana Chanami, according to Rab Shimon, you would get Malchus. Who's the one that said that you get Malchus for Shchutei Chutz when it's a Mechusas man? This is all Rab Shimon's Shita. And Chanami, according to Rab Shimon, if the Makar is that Pasuk over there, it would be true for Pnim and every Mechusas man for Pnim, you'd also get Malchus. That Gemara is going according to Rabbana. Rabbana argue with Rab Shimon in our Mishnah. Nachma Yitzchak Amar, he said a different Teretz, Pnim the Gilgal, the Gabi Shiloi, Kechutz Damid. That why do you want to tell me that the lav of Loi sakrivon leisasun kachalash anach leisbayayim is true even for akrovas pnim, because it's mashma even if you would have done it in the oyomayit of Gilgal you still would have been chayev. So you see, even if it's pnim, the Gemara says no, Gilgal klape shila is like chutz. See, even if somebody, it's true, the lav would be true for somebody that brought it in the oyomayit in the azara of Gilgal, and from a Gilgal perspective you brought it pnim, but relative to shiloi the pnim of Gilgal is viewed as chutz. Because the Kedusha, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, paled in comparison to what it was when it was in Shiloh. Those 40 years was different. We said even on the Mizbech, you weren't able to bring the Karbanos Chayv of a Yachid. So you see, it was different. So it's as if it was Chutz. So you don't have a Makar anywhere that if it's really Bifnim, the Halach is, you would get Malchus. Rabba said, Tamid Rav Shimon from somewhere else, that the Makar from Rav Shimon is not that Pasuk of Loisasim Kachol HaShanach Noisim Poyayoyim, but rather it's a different Pasuk. Tanya, Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon himself already said it in a Brais. Nailus Vechpas Bamas Yoch. Bishas is Rabba Meshubalai says, hey, how do you know if somebody shechts a carbon Pesach on a Bamas Yochid? Bishas is Rabba, you have to hold cup. So it's a carbon Pesach on a Bamas Yochid. Bishas is Rabba.
We win the Middish in operation.
What's that?
Oh,
that's Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Right. Bashas Isra Abom is right. How do you know that you get a loisa? Say, Talmud Loimar, it says, Loisucha Lizbayach Es HaPesach. He says, but you're not allowed to shech the carbon Pesach. Yochalap b'shas hetu abomas. Okay, and I would think maybe even b'shas hetu abomas, you should have the same halacha. If somebody would bring a carbon Pesach on abomas, yochal b'shas hetu abomas, tamul leim b'achat sharecha, that's the end of the pasuk. And we dashen leim marti l'cha elu b'shas shekol yisrael d'chlasim b'sharecha. When it's b'achat sharecha, when all the yidden are going b'sharecha, it's b'shas isra abomas, when there's Yerushalayim, when there's a beis amikda, the sharnik, when you have all that going, when it's knocking, that's when you have this loisa say. But otherwise not. Says the Gemara Amos. What's this pasuk referring to? Inei ma'achachatzois. Are we talking about it was achachatzois? Again, the reish of the brayso that says, if somebody shechts a carbon Pesach on a bamas yochid, b'shas isra bamas, you get a loisa, say, when did you shecht this carbon Pesach? Did you do it achachatzois? Meaning, erev Pesach bein arbayim. That's the time you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach. Karis nami mechayev. Why do you only get a loisa, say? Yechayev karis. This is shchutei chutz 101. You're bringing a carbon Pesach Bachot at a time where you were supposed to bring it b'fnim. B'shas isr b'mas. What else is shchutei chutz? That is what shchutei chutz is. It's the zman to bring the carbon Pesach. It's the shas isr b'mas. You brought the carbon Pesach on a b'mas yachid. It's a passing in the Torah. Why is it only a loisas? It's shchutei chutz. You should be chayiv karis. El olav koyim chatzais. Must be it's talking about you brought it before chatzais. So why are you chayiv karis? Because before chatzais it's a mechusas man. But what are you chayiv? It's a loisas. Loi. Sucha lizbayach es ha-pesach. Who said this? Rav Shimon said it. Zok Rabbit's Poshet. This is the same Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon Lashitasle. Rav Shimon, who has a Pasik that says, Loisuch of Vaychas and Pasach, that teaches me that if you bring the carbon Pasach, Mechus is Man, Beshas, and Zubamas, you get a Loisase. Rav Shimon Lashitasle holds that every Mechus is Man is going to be that way. It's not only the carbon Pasach. He held that this Pasik of carbon Pasach is a binyanav. And it teaches me all Mechus is Man. Whether it's a Mumayver, whether it's Tayram Shlegi Ezmanum, whether it's an Oisiv Ezmanoi, where I have to wait until tomorrow. Any time there's a Psula Mechus is Man, being that it's just going to pass. So we look at it different than an ordinary psul, and as a result, what's the halacha? As a result, you're going to get up. What's the lab? This pasuk. Lo yisuchel is bayichas haPesach. Very geshmak, but the Gemara says no. Lo yilam, I'll tell you la'achah chatzos. Maybe that's not pshat in this Rav Shimon, and this not the makar to our Mishnah. Then what's pshat in this brayso? This brayso is talking about where you shechted la'achah chatzos. If you shechted la'achah chatzos, what was the kasha? Karpin Pesach Bomas Yochid La'achah Chatzos B'shas Isser Bomas is Karis. Why is it only Allah? Is that say? Mar says B'shas Heter Abomas Kai. Let's talk about B'shas Heter Abomas. Fade the Gemara. That sounds good. But the B'shas Isser Abomas Kamar. How can you tell me B'shas Heter Abomas? The Braisa said clearly B'shas Isser Abomas. So the Gemara says Isser Bomaloi Heter Bomal Chaver. We mean it was a Shas Heter Abomas. But the Shas Heter Abomas, what kind of carbonus were you allowed to bring on Abomas? Not all carbonus. Talking about Abomas Yochid, right? So you're only able to bring the Dharma Nadal. But a carbon chayv you weren't allowed to bring on a bamas yachid. So what happened if somebody brought a carbon chayv on a bamas yachid? Interesting shayla, right? It's not applicable today, but let's say somebody would have a bamas yachid and he would decide he's bringing a carbon chayv. So you ask a rav, what happens? Zok the Gemara, that's what this price was addressing. If somebody brought a carbon pesach on a bamas yachid, b'shas iser bamas, not b'shas iser bamas b'zman hamikdash, b'zman heter bamas, but it was iser bamas in the sense that it was also to bring the carbon pesach. Why would it be also to bring carbon? Because it's a carbon chayva. You're only allowed to bring a carbon of nedarim and nedava. You now went ahead and you brought a carbon chayva. Kamash v'lon, there's a loisase, but it has nothing to do with a shas iser bamas. As a result, it has nothing to do with mechusar's man, and it has nothing to do with Arab Shimon. And now a Mishnah hold the bottom line. See, Arab Shimon in the Mishnah that says a chiddush that a mechusar's man, even though it's not roy lovely or pesach hayomayid, so that lachis is a loisase. Where's the loisase from? It's not a mefurish pasuk in the Torah anywhere. It's a shver gemara that we need to go through to extract this loisase. So either it's devarim perik yudbeis pasuk ches loisasum kachol asher anachnu oisim poy ayoyim ishkol ayosha be'enav, from the fact that the yidden when they were in Gilgal were not allowed to bring karbonos chayva, and if they brought karbonos chayva they were over a loisase lachura. Every carbon chayva during the time the other were in Gilgal was mer nit amuchus's man. Because as soon as they were going to go to Shiloh, which could have happened any day, achakulei b'chol yom shiyava, it could have happened any day, it already would have been roi lakrava. And still you see there was a loisaseh. So you see there's a loisaseh for a hakrava of amuchus's man. That's Rav Shimon's makar. Alternatively, it's devarim perik design pasuk hey, loisucha lizbayachas ha-pesach b'achat sha'arecha, where the Gemara on one side thinks it's referring to somebody that brings a carbon pesach on a bamas yachid, B'shas iser habamos koydim chatzos. So the halacha is that being that it's koydim chatzos and mechusas man, it's not a regular karis. But at the same time, you have a loisa, say loisuchal lizbayach es hapasach, and as a result, you see again this yisoid that even though it's not roy lovay now, but being that it's merely a mechusas man, it's for that reason. Even though you don't have karis, but you're still going to have a loisa. Just a drop more gemara. So the Mishnah went ahead and the Mishnah mentioned there's two types of mechusas man. So there's a mechusas man where there's something wrong with the carbon, and then there could be a mechusas man where there's something wrong with the bala carbon. Mechusas man, the Mishnah said, is bein begufay, bein bebaila. The Mishnah gave examples, simple examples. Eza mechusas man bebailov, hazov, vahazova, vahayoledes, vahamitzoira, shekrivu chatosam vahashomam. They were makriv their chatos vahashom bachutz, so the aloch is pturim. Or the same as shomayim bachutz, chayov. The chatos and the ashom bachutz, the potter, why? Because these are karbonos chayva. They can't bring the carbon chayva right now because it's still mechusas man. They're still azov and azov. They have to wait until they finish counting, until they'll be able to bring it. It's not roy lovay as a result. But the oilas and the shlomim mean that they can be brought b'teres nedava. It's for that reason. It's considered roy lovay. If it's roy lovay b'chutz, they're going to be chayv. But the Gemara asks a very technical question, and that is the hani bnei hashom is nenu. Who in this list is chayv to bring a carbon ashen? We mentioned over here hazav v'hazava v'hayoledes v'hametzayra. Oh, very good. And for the Gemara, tini metzayra b'hadayu, insert metzayra. So apparently the Amiram were the ones that included the word metzayra, because when the Amiram sat down to read this Gemara, they didn't have metzayra. So they obviously were the ones that inserted the metzayra. You'll see the Gemara is going to mention it in a second. So they're oilas and they're shlamim. Who brings a shlamim? Which one of them brings a shlamim? None of them do. The Zav, the Yaledes, even the Mitzayra doesn't bring a Shlomim. Mitzayra brings the Ashav. Who brings the Shlomim? Amrav Sheshes, Tni Nazar. Include Nazar. And a Nazar brings a Shlomim, but Shlomim is Nezirusai. Says the Gemara, does the Iri Kavu? The Iri's edit, they included in the Mishnah. That's why our Mishnah says Mitzayra. The Rav Sheshes like Kavuot, but the Rav Sheshes is edit, they didn't include in the Mishnah. That's why, even though our Mishnah says Mitzayra, our Mishnah doesn't say Nazar, Agit Devach.